2070. What I want to say, what's my message is, the Lord only is proclaiming Father's blessing as we step into 2018. But just before that, you know, the Father God wants to talk to you a few things before you start. 2018 is going to be a year of many fulfillment. I'm not the only preacher, but there are many preachers. The leaders are going to declare the theme of the same message. But the main theme of our church is putting strategic men and women in stature, positioning in prophetic position, creating significant move. We are going to create significant move. Why? How God brings. Heavens are open for the Spirit demonstration, empowering His people to do an incredible work. These are the things that is prophetically speaking as we join the network of Isaac Network, and many things are changing. You know, when I like to sing this song, Higher Hands Are Leading Me, for the musicians to come. This is a theme song that has come from jotting down the set decision that we handed out. The thing that came up from the Spirit, especially from Pastor Nietzsche, is higher hands are leading me. God gave prophetic word. He said, yes, open doors that no man can shut. These doors are clouded with disappointment, with crisis, and many problems, but they are doors opened by God. Say, doors opened by God. God is opening them and we enter in. So which door? Okay, when we had this, then we heard, some time ago, for 4 years, Byford Baptist Church was for sale. They've tried many, many people, but we overheard it. But the Lord prompted us, we made contacts, and we have put a bidding in it. That church will be our church. Amen. Get excited.
Yeah.
Everything what we wanted, it's a small stream, but it's going to invade. And the Lord reminded me what's the theme of the church. The theme for that particular church is, we are going to build a house of God. Say with me, a house of God. Take me to heaven and from heaven, giving hope to the next generation. Say with me, a house of God. Take me to heaven and from heaven, giving hope to the next generation. What we are going to theme is going to give hope. People are losing hope everywhere. But God is saying, I'm raised up a group of people who bring hope from heaven and will change. Byford will change. Armadale will change these areas. And things are going to change. Amen.
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 And praise the Lord. Okay, let's sing this song. Higher Heads Are Leading Me. If you are going through a difficult time, higher hands are leading you. If you can't see your tomorrow, higher hands are leading you. If you are going through a difficult time where you are on it, higher hands are leading you. Let's sing all these stanzas. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. 2017 has been a thankful year. Many things have been launched by the Spirit of God. And also, many of the messages that have been preached, God is preparing us for 2018. We are going to have a very impactful, we are strategically placed in Murdoch, in Byford, down in Byford. Many things are going to take place. The church, I would declare the church has gone to a next level with leadership, maturity. Pioneer state is over. Now it's going to go on to high realm. House of God. Say with me, house of God.
House of God.
House of God came into heaven and from heaven, giving hope to the next generation. That's going to be our theme. Going to give today. As I look at 2018 that we are going to step in, there are a few things that we got to settle in foundation. One of the foundation is we got to appreciate the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. Say it with me, the blood of Christ.
The
precious blood of Christ is to be appreciated. And there are seven things that I've just declared because we are taught this. There are seven things, and I want you to verbalize the seven things, the blood of Christ. Okay? One of the blood of Christ, the other one is the protection and safety. Blood of Christ. Why I'm telling you this? Because this is important that your past is over. Okay, because of the blood of Jesus. Okay, can you verbalize? Number one.
Redeem us.
Okay, number two.
Bring us to God.
Number three.
Lord of sins.
Four.
Bring peace.
Five.
Justify.
Six.
Cleanse all sins.
Seven.
Give boldness in the day of the
Lord. Okay, seven is enough. All I want to say is, from 2017, back into the day you're born, your past is finished.
Amen. Yes.
You have setbacks, you have failure, you have victories. Everything is over. Don't carry into 2018. Say it with me, I will not carry my past
in
the future.
In the future.
It's under the blood. All what we did is under the blood. What God has done with you will carry on. Amen. Maturity. The pathway that you have, the knowledge that God has given, the dimension that God has given. You know, when I was preparing this, and I said, God, what are you doing? And the Lord said, intimacy with God and integrity with people. Say with me, intimacy with God.
Intimacy with God.
And integrity with people. These are the two things that God is dealing with. Whatever throughout this year, as you're going, God is trying to become an intimate. God is bringing an intimate relationship and at the same time, integrity with people. Two balance. God and man. Say with me, integrity. Intimacy with God.
Intimacy with God.
Integrity with people.
Integrity with people.
And all is through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
If you are still suffering past sin, I want to tell you, if you repented before God, there's nothing in heaven to condemn you. The slate is clean. 1 John 1:9 said, the slate is clean. Your past, don't carry your past failures. It's over. In fact, many people do not know what is it. Don't advertise your pain. Say it now. I will not advertise my past pain. Now, go on. Step forward. 2017. Okay, another one. In the year 2018 that we're going in, is there is many things are happening. The world is becoming very dangerous. But in the church, there's a lot of excitement, revival in the church. So in the church, in the world, it's revival, it is dangerous, so God has put safety. And in the church, there's a lot of excitement. God is pouring the last days, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Many things will be taking place. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Things are going to take place. Miraculous things are going to take place. Creative miracles are going to take place. healing is going to take place. The mind-boggling things will take place in your life. Things that you've never seen, things are going to take place. It's going to be a time of revival. But the key blessing that will be what they call prophetic declaration. Say it with me, prophetic declaration. First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 6, it says God will download revelation, God will download knowledge, God will download prophecy, God will download doctrine. That is what happens in every service that we have. But one of the greatest blessings will be personal prophecy. God, all of a sudden, God will unfold from heaven your destiny. Many things will be taken prophetically. And with what we have been struggling, we can't see, God will declare. But anyway, the foundation should be, when you receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior, the Creator God who holds the universe and poured out His life into you. So you are a child of God, and your Father is the Creator God. Say with me, my Father is the Creator God.
My Father is the Creator.
And so the Creator God who is in control of your life. And He has started a destiny. Say with me, a destiny.
Yes.
And we can find in Isaiah that He has declared the end from the beginning. The end is already declared. It's with me. Yeah. You're going to succeed.
Amen.
You're going to be in heaven.
Yeah.
You're going to be rewarded.
Amen.
You will fulfill your destiny. But along from now to the destiny, God will take us to a pathway up and down. Many things, but your end is being declared. Say with me, my end is declared.
It's
written. You will be done. What God has destined us will be done. You see, from the day you're born until the day you die, God has destined everybody a pathway. There is a destination. I shared with before, God has restored everything before God. You're a child of God. You're a favorite of God. God cares for you. He has a will for you. He will do things, and God hears your prayer. Amen.
Amen.
But in the prophetic dimension, say with me, prophetic dimension, personal prophecy, in the personal prophecy, there will be an explosion of prophecy that every Tom, Dick, and Eric will give you prophecy, but you've got to check it. Amen.
Amen.
The danger, prophecy is blessing, but the devil can use it to off course you. And how he does? By putting prophecy more than the Word of God. And I will give you, lay down the principles of how the prophecy has to be treated in. Okay. Number one, say with me. Read with me. Guidance and direction and control comes from the infallible Word of God, the Scripture. That is why your daily devotion, your reading, is very important. How did you connect with God? Only three things. Say with me, prayer.
Word.
Obedience. Regardless who is in this world, whatever your ministry, your prayer with God, your reading the word God speaks to you, and obedience, you will grow. Amen.
Okay.
Three, isn't it? God and with them. There's only three. Say prayer.
Word.
Obedience.
If
you want to measure your life and say, God, I want to measure my life in prayer. I want to pray. God hears your prayer. Number two, the Word of God. Systematically read the Bible and get word. This is where your devotion life is important. God speaks to us through His Word. Say with me, the Bible is the inspired Word of God, final authority in my life. Anything you want to discern, anything you want to qualify, is through the Word of God. A prophecy has been given to you. It must tell you with the Word of God. And that's the thing that the Holy Spirit is balancing it this morning. Get yourself in the Word of God, because that is it. What God said, that is it. Now, number two. Okay,
guidance also comes from the indwelling Holy Spirit, always leading in harmony with, never contrary to the infallible.
The Holy Spirit is inside here. Say, Holy Spirit is right here.
Holy Spirit
is sent by Jesus to lead you, guide you, fulfill all of your things. You're not alone. Say, I'm not alone.
I'm not alone.
When you're feeling lonely, I want to say someone is there inside you. If you're born again, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is there with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. There's some of you feeling lonely. I want to tell you, just get rid of that deception. Holy Spirit is there. Treat Him as a person.
Yeah.
Talk to Him. Guide Him. He is there to lead you. He'll guide you. All, even the day when you die, the Holy Spirit inside you. Amen. Our God is God. Even unto death, the Holy Spirit is with you. Don't be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Guidance comes from the Holy Spirit. The Word of God, and then the Word of God. The Holy Spirit, take the Word of God and guide you. I'm trying to bring protection, safety, and guidance. Okay, number three, third principle. Read with me very clearly. The word should be confirmation, okay? Okay, guidance.
Guidance and direction may also be confirmed.
It includes
prophets and
prophets. Okay, just let me know. Whatever God is speaking, it is confirmation of what God has spoken to you. Don't step out without what God has spoken to you. If God wants you to be a missionary in China, He must have spoken China to you. A prophetic word, confirm it. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to go to India, God must speak to you when you're reading your devotion. God must have spoken to you through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit gives you. Then when the prophetic comes, He gives you a timing to confirm. If you have no timing, don't go. Because what happened when an explosion of prophecy and prophetic word comes out, we run with it without the balance. And that is the danger that I see that we got to be aware of. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
This is called safety and guidance. Okay, now let's look at the explanation. As a general, okay, read with me.
As a general rule, the Lord is not going to tell others what you do not know yourself, especially as you desire to do the will of God.
Acts 31:7-9.
The prophet evidence and the apostle Paul, what he ordained you to do also.
Take to heart, this is our safety net, but be blessed with the prophetic word. Keep your devotion with God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 2018 is going to be a year of many blessings. Many things that God has will be revealed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, this is the year of great victory. It's the year that God is going to use you. God is going to release salvation, miracles, now signs, wonders, miracles.
Amen.
It's not going to be words. It's when you lay hands, things are going to change. God promised when I lay hands, things will change. Many miracles are taking place. In fact, the Lord asked me, what is your name? And that is my name, meaning healing, wealth, blessing, treasury. This is my name. And the Lord said, I'm going to launch you into 2018,
amen,
into this dimension. It's going to take place in your life. And my life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, before others come and give you the prophetic word, I want to read to you the Father's blessing. Okay, there is, in the end of this year, God is going to download Father's blessing. And I'm going to verbalize the Father's blessing using, I think it's going to be in the, okay. I'm going to read, and I want you to read, and I want to add on to your life as you step into 2018. Okay, and I'm going to accelerate, and I'm going to declare what we call resurrection life. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord bless you
and keep you. The Lord may His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
I'm going to repeat again. The Lord bless you and keep you.
The Lord may His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you in spirit, soul, body, mind, and emotion. May the Lord bless you with wholesome life. May the Lord bless your family. May the Lord bless you financially. I break the spirit of poverty and give you blessings. God is a God of prosperity. I bless you with children coming back to the Lord. I bless you. May the Lord bless you with families of wholesome father, mother, brothers and sisters. Marriages to be strong. Marriages to be reconciled. I bless you. God bless you. Increase. God bless your business. God bless your labors of your hands. God bless promotions. God bless you. Healing. Miracle. Expect miracles. Healing. God is doing a good work, a quick work, a definite work, and you'll never be the same again. There's many things in store for you. The dreams of your heart will be once again reignited. The ministry that God has called you will be now reignited once again. Things that you it was in your heart that have gone through detours now in 2018, God is going to birth it again in a greater dimension. It's a time of fulfillment. It's a time of acceleration. A time that the Church of Jesus Christ will rise again. The body of Christ will be the hope of the nation. The body of Christ everywhere is the carrier of salvation, healing, deliverance and blessing. And the Church of God once again be a blessing. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance and upon you and give you peace. I give you peace. Peace to you. Joy unto you. The life age 2018 will never be the same. Your heart is under the blood. New is coming in. Victory after victory after victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.